Okay, hey, what's up, folks? I've got another free view of the Insane Asylum. I didn't name it. Don't blame me. The Insane Asylum is a two-hour music-driven radio show on Northern Michigan's Q100 up in Hilljack land, and they put it on like Sunday morning from midnight to 2 a.m. It's the absolute shittiest time, least possibility of anyone hearing it. In fact, if you're listening to this free view, you have surpassed the number of people that have actually heard it on the radio. All right, that might be overstating it a little. But anyway, I still put the show together because I love it. They give me full creative control to put whatever songs I want on the damn thing and do my thing. So I'm giving you a free view of this, of what happens on the radio, because I put the whole show up on my Patreon before it even hits the air and without commercials. Part of the slew of programming that I have at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Now, asshole free. $5 or $10 a month is all it costs. I give you even more programming on the Patreon than I do on your source for the free podcast. $5 or $10 a month. So if you're like, you know, the podcast, the free one's just not enough to listen to, wish I had a little more, there's plenty more there for you on the Patreon, including my parody songs. I just started writing parody songs again. And so they're a lot of fun, and they're available patreon.com/Eric Zane. New stuff going up nearly every day of the week. I over-deliver on the Patreon. So if you like the free podcast, help the show, pay for the vet bills by donating $5 or $10 a month or whatever you want. You can actually donate whatever amount you want per month if you're like rich as balls, okay? And in return, I will give you all of that programming. That's the deal. Your dollars and cents for my programming. That doesn't mean we're friends. I have to say that time and again to kind of get out in front of that after all of the bullshit that's gone down in recent weeks. Don't come over my house. Thanks for enjoying this free view of the Insane Asylum.
The Insane Asylum with Eric Zane.
Yeah, well, there's not a sixth grader in the world that I can't beat up.
On Q100, the only place for rock and roll.
Marvin, what do you make of all this?
Man, I don't even have an opinion.
Well, you gotta have an opinion. I mean, do you think that God came down from heaven and stopped...
Oh,
in the
house, man!
Oh, man, I shot Marvin in the face.
Why did you do that?
Well, I didn't mean to do it. It was an accident.
All right, gather around. Another journey has begun. What does that even mean? Why did I say that? No woke words allowed. I've got JC's Tales from the Road coming up in a little bit. Looking forward to that at the end of segment number three. The rebuttal at the end of this segment. We'll start the show off with a band called the Steep Water Band. The song is Come On Down. Come On Down. Kicking off the Insane Asylum on Q100.
If you feel uneasy, cause your mind has those. Come on, mama, you can knock upon my door. Come on down. Won't you come on down? I got everything you need. So come on down. Look inside, let your head hang down.
I run out of gas on the Huelong Bridge, and the moon was drowning in the mud. Don't think about walking back to town. Don't think about jumping, it's too far down.
The Insane Asylum on Q100. Download the app on the App Store or wherever you download apps. Just search WQON. And then you can take the radio station wherever you want. How about that? Some of you people are like, I don't get it. I don't do apps. Well, you should, okay? Get with the times. All right. There we heard Randall Bramblett, Dead in the Water, the name of that one. Tom Petty from his Mud Crutch days, The Wrong Thing to Do, and we started with the Steep Water Band song called Come On Down. We will feature Eric's oddity next. It's some butt rock from the Four Horsemen. It's a song called Rockin' Is My Business. I've played it before, and I just love it. To me, it's the epitome of butt. JC, of course, JC's Tales from the Road. Last time we spoke, it was the big canoe tournament or whatever it is they have around here, and Eric Clapton was here, and something went down, and JC got pissed off and hit Eric Clapton with an oar. Jerry writes, or JC writes, all true. Clapton wanted to have my arms broken. He had his security dude attack me, but I managed to get the better of this moose. And I had him at a headlock, and I started yelling at Clapton that his bodyguard wasn't as tough as Patty Boyd, and then made up some story that I screwed Patty dozens of times. Oh, God. And she always exclaimed how much bigger and better I was than old Slowhand. Boy, I feel like I've just committed some type of FCC violation by reading that. What the hell, man? All right. We'll do Eric's oddity next. JC's Tales from the Road at the end of segment number three. It involves a story about him and ZZ Top. It's the Insane Asylum on Q100.
In the Insane Asylum with Eric Zane on Q100, the only place for rock and roll.
Still from bro. ocean, adrift upon the sea. I'm staring at the stars now, but what's become of me? Can't even move a muscle, I can't even think. The water's all around me, and I just wanna drink. The storm has never ceased here, and all the mothers cry when the darkness is on fire. Just don't look it in the eye. Well, I'm a red meat eater, liar and a cheater, and I hit the ground running, take everything I need. I'm a red meat eater, liar and a cheater, always hit the ground running, take everything I need.
All right, that's Rich Robinson and Mark Ford from Black Crowes fame, making the Magpie Salute. Of course, part of the Insane Asylum on Q100, the only place for rock and roll. Download the app. WQON is what you search. That's a fantastic song called Send Me an Omen. Headstones, Devil's on Fire ahead of that. And then the Four Horsemen, Rockin' Is My Business. That's a band that kind of came and went. You know, one of those deals, one hit wonder. How does that even happen? Where they're, it just, I mean, they crush it and then never to be heard from again. It's an absolute mystery. Okay, we've got JC's Tales from the Road coming up at the end of segment number three. It involves ZZ Top, specifically Billy Gibbons. And, well, the beard. The beard's got something to do with it. And JC's got something to do with it. So, you know, it doesn't end well. We'll get to that coming up in the next segment. And I'll kick it off with, speaking of butt rock, a couple of butt rock bands that you may not have heard from. We'll kick it off with Electric Mary and a song called Sweet Mary C. Next, part of the Insane Asylum on Q100. That's it, my free view of the Insane Asylum. You can get the whole show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thanks again, folks. Bye-bye.